So, how safe is your child's school? Illinois schools are inspected every year to make sure fire alarms and emergency lights work, but the overall health of the building is not examined. That's why no one knew before this summer that two buildings in the Decatur School District were starting to fall apart. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Hi, we're great.
Another school year is underway, but students from the Dennis Lab School in Decatur are across town at Garfield Learning Academy. Dana Granados is picking up her kindergartner for the day.
We just recently moved here in June, and like the week after we moved here is when we found out the schools were closing, so we weren't sure what we were going to do.
Even with a long family history at Dennis, grandparent John Shores Jr. didn't expect the disrepair to be so bad for his granddaughter.
It was just kind of shocking that all of a sudden that the two buildings were condemned to where they couldn't hold classes in them anymore.
In all, 500 students were displaced after School District 61 learned they had structural issues with two of their 100-year-old buildings. Problems that didn't show up in 2013 during the last state-required inspection that was done by an architecture firm.
It does not seem that this 10-year health life safety report inspection is by itself likely to tease out structural engineering shortcomings as far as I can see.
James Lefebvre is a structural engineering professor at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. In an email to IPM, the Illinois State Board of Education said the survey will not catch structural issues unless they are manifesting in a visible way. District 61 only found out it had problems after they brought in a structural engineer in May to look at ceiling leaks and other issues brought up by teachers. Kevin Collins Brown is a school board member.
This is not an isolated incident, I'm sure. Decatur is not the only community with older schools.
After the initial findings, a second engineering company confirmed that an outer wall in one of the buildings was bowing and a main staircase in the other was pulling away from the wall. After looking at the report for IPM, Lefebvre said the staircase issue could have had dire consequences.
In the case of an emergency, when everybody's trying to exit the building all at the same time, and so it could be packed with people and completely loaded, and that's the time when it would most likely pose the greatest vulnerability of actual structural collapse.
The only state data that gives us a sense of how much repair schools need comes from a separate two-year voluntary survey that was last done in 2022. About 1,000 schools were listed as needing structural repairs at a cost of $460 million. There might have been more because only half of the districts answered the survey. So, what should be done moving forward? For starters, Kevin Collins Brown thinks the State Board of Education should change the 10-year checklist to include structural inspections and cover the cost for districts.
I propose these evaluations cover a broader spectrum of the building and the structural content. Because, yeah, as bad as these buildings are, I still am not sure how they pass that inspection.
And those picking up kids at Garfield Learning Academy felt the same. Even if it is expensive, John Shores Jr. thought the inspection should take place twice a year.
Expense isn't any cost if it's going to protect the children and the people that work in it. Now they shouldn't even worry about that.
But the cost has been steep so far. Decatur Public Schools plans to spend up to $2 million this year on mobile classrooms because of the surprise issues at Dennis. Collins Brown says they are also paying to have the rest of their 16 schools structurally inspected.
There's no room to move anyone else if this were to happen again in this time frame, but also we don't want this to happen again.
And none of this includes how much or where the money will come from to fix the problems at the lab school. As for changing the inspections to include structural issues, the Illinois State Board of Education says they follow state law for what's required and when it's done. The next 10-year health life safety inspection for Dennis is due by the end of the year. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Public Media.
To learn more about the health of area schools, go to ipmnewsroom.org.